Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-
National Electoral Institute,
INE. If you're looking to expand your education but have a tough time getting transportation to classes, there's a new option in Mexico, Community TV High School. It's at your disposal, and the instructors are very well prepared with helpful audiovisual material. Community TV High School, quality education near you. Get informed at gob.mx/SEP. Secretary of Public Education. This program is public, unrelated to any political party, and shall not be used for purposes other than stated in the program.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Rob Von Esch. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks again for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan. A plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Celebration time. You got to love this one there. I can get into this one, especially being that it is Friday and we know it is almost 5 o'clock somewhere. Today is National Hammock Day. Think about that. It should be nice and warm out. Go out in a hammock, grab a beverage of your choice, and enjoy a little bit. And there is Panucci Day as well. Now, I didn't know what Panucci is, but I looked it up. And I can get into this one as well. It's a fudge-like candy made from brown sugar, butter, and milk. I have beaten anorexia, so I can celebrate that one as well. Please join me.
Congratulations, Rock.
Thanks a lot, man. Hey, look, you know, you and I missed it, though. I don't know if you – I know you've got me – we'll just have some fun this morning. It's Friday. What the heck? I know that every once in a while there are people that are on their mailing list, and sometimes they just send me right into the junk folder. I get it. But you and I missed – well, actually, I missed it. Maybe you didn't. But one of your favorite wineries had a big party the other night, and might be a lot of people on the hammock right now. I don't know if you saw that email Jacob Tocht.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good winery. I mean, that's
– great guy and, one of my favorite wines.
Yeah, they had a big celebration, a coming-out party. I guess they were releasing their latest cuvee. And I wish they would have sent us that notice a little bit earlier. We could have gone and just paid a little bit of a visit to him and enjoyed some of that great wine.
Have you tasted with him yet?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay.
I tasted with him. I took some of his wine and left some of my money, and it was always good.
Oh, the guy is an animal. I mean, the guy, when you go to taste, you know, usually you get, you know, maybe a quarter of a glass or so.
Sure,
I mean, this
yeah.
guy was just pouring a glass of wine. Here you go. And I think at the time there was about 5 different varieties you could try. So yeah, that was an interesting trip home.
See, that now people wonder why I came up with the idea of having the hammock right there, although, you know, the tasting room that he had for that event that I was at probably wasn't too conducive for a hammock. It was, you know, it was a warehouse environment, but great wine.
Yeah, was he doing it at Denner?
Yeah, I think that's where this event was. Oh, no, this event was at Hotel Cheval's Pony Club.
Oh, okay. Yep, so then that was the downtown area.
Downtown area, 7 o'clock. If you want to go there, wait till next year. Because the event was the 21st. Just a thought. He probably sent us the email. He just sent me the email, Rob, on yesterday after the event. So
I'm so bad at checking those kinds of emails.
That's because you're going to probably want to go too much, right?
That would be true. Yeah.
I'm going to clear my calendar to be there. Yeah, we'll get back to the market. Markets. What are the markets doing? We're watching the Dow Jones up just a little bit. The big number to watch right now is oil. Oil dropped below $44 a barrel, just barely. If we close below 44, that might be Katie barred the door on Monday with the Dow Jones. That's kind of a breaking point right there. We're looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury up just a little bit. I shared with you. You know the reason I watched that. The 30-year fixed rate loan all the way up. Freddie Mac number, so I don't have to give you an APR and all that kind of stuff. It's their Freddie Mac survey number. 3.45 is the 30-year straight Freddie Mac loan from their mortgage survey. That was what came out this week, Thursday. So if you're thinking about that loan, if you're thinking about buying a house, if you're thinking about refinancing a house, maybe you're thinking about consolidating debt or buying investment property. You might want to look at where you are. Do you have equity that can be pulled from your property? Just a thought for you to bring up and do the exploration. Is it right for you? I have no idea. But when we look at your scenario, then you can put together a game plan and see what is right for you, what makes sense for you, what makes sense for your family. Talking about making sense, and another one, I can't get too far into this. I don't understand, other than from a distance, about these issues. But did you watch any of the Republican National Convention last night? One of the things that, and here's going to be way off topic for me, but it's about money, so that's how we kind of bring this back home. Rob, you might appreciate this one. So generally we watch some of the ladies that are at these events, especially the family of a candidate. If it's a male candidate, if the ladies are coming out talking, the whatever they wear becomes major, major news, right? I mean, you look at a Hillary Clinton jacket that's like $12,000 for the jacket or something, and you look at Melania Trump's dress, and there's all the big discussion of that. I don't know what it costs, you know, whatever. But last night, and the reason I say, Rob, you may have a interest in this one, is, you know, when you have sons, I have three boys, right? They go to a prom, they go to a homecoming, they go to a winter formal, and you wear the same suit over and over. You put a different tie on, or you go rent a tuxedo. You know, I don't know, it's $100 right now. Doesn't break the bank. Well, some of the dresses, though, you know, you start talking a dress and shoes and all that stuff, talking 3.45% mortgage rates. That's what you're talking about in some of that attire. Well, last night, Ivanka Trump wore one of the dresses that's from her own collection, the Ivanka Trump collection. Good marketing, I mean, because there's only, what, probably 30, 40 million people watching, so great marketing. The family's obviously known for marketing. The dress was $138 from her collection, available at Macy's on their website or Nordstrom. Now, at $138, that's a whole different world, right? I mean,
made in China or made in the USA?
Yeah, the one thing, whether you like the Trumps or not, the one thing I think most people can agree on is they're successful business people. You know, you might like them, you may not like them, whatever, but they've been pretty successful. And I know that the Hillary comes out and says, well, he bankrupt companies. And I don't know anybody that is perfect, right? I mean, so you try enough companies, you're going to have some that are going to be successful, some are going to fail. Well,
and only people that have never started businesses are the ones that usually say things like, oh, well, he failed at one, therefore he's a failure.
Right, exactly. I mean, so the bottom line, I mean, you got to try, right? What is it? Michael Jordan said he's missed more baskets than anybody.
Right.
Right? I mean, probably arguably one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He missed more shots than anybody. Does that mean he's a failure? No. But getting back to what I was sharing here is $138. They're great. So was it made in Mexico or China? Probably wherever they could get the best quality for the lowest cost, right? I mean, that's kind of business. To me, that just makes sense. I mean, I saw some articles on the news this morning about Trump and all the gear that he has that comes from Mexico.
And you could probably already find some articles about whether that dress is from USA or China as well. In fact, if it was from China, you'd already be seeing something about it right now.
Exactly. I'm sure you're right. Moving right along, Roger Ailes, though, that's a whole nother story. There's an interesting one, and maybe Rob and I will have a chance to talk about this from a legal standpoint. From the moral and ethical, you make your own decision. He stepped down yesterday, a $40 million goodbye package from Fox News, Fox Business, and I think it's with 21st Century Fox. 76 years old, stepped down amid some issues of political correctness or sexual harassment 10, 12, 15 years ago, I think is the way the information comes. Well, what's the statute of limitations on some of these issues? You know, there are things that were maybe not right, but were more acceptable 10, 20, 30 years ago. You know, because you did that 10, 20, 30 years ago, are you still responsible for the way things have changed today? Again, that's a moral issue that you have to make those decisions on. You got to wonder. Now, he's being, at least one thing's for sure, Ailes 76 is going to be a consultant. He's stepping down, being replaced by Rupert Murdoch, age 85. not sure I want to own a whole lot of stock in 21st Century or News Corp when you've got a 76-year-old being replaced by an 85-year-old. Just my personal opinion. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, slaying myths about home buying, things you need to know before you get a charge card, what drives the price of an exchange-traded fund, business mistakes business owners are making. It's costing them money. We're going to chat with Rob Von Esch about that. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a secure 10-plus debt return on your investment? Is your credit score over 8? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does it make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it, it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, or your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change. Notice licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Yes, that would be your household board of directors. And do not tell me because you need one. I don't know any company that does not have a board of directors. Major corporations, they all have board of directors. What makes you think you're so smart that you don't need one? Now, who would be on your household board of directors? That would be real estate professionals, mortgage professionals, attorneys, estate planning, family law, bankruptcy maybe, CPA, financial planner, tax planner, insurance, credit repair. All these folks have special information that they can help you with, but they can't help if you don't talk to them. Just text ATP to 79564. We will introduce you to those that may be beneficial for you. What drives the price of an exchange-traded fund? I get this question from, especially from retirees or people that are getting close to retirement. They want to know, what is an exchange-traded fund in some instances? Other instances, they just call and say, this is what I want because it is cheap. It's diversification and it doesn't cost a lot. Well, generally, when it doesn't cost a lot, you're getting what you pay for. Just a personal opinion. An exchange-traded fund is basically a basket. Now, they do a lot in some of the bigger funds. You can do an S&P 500 fund where you get a proportion of everything in the S&P 500. As the market goes up, your fund, your ETF, exchange-traded fund, will go up. As the market goes down, your exchange-traded fund goes down. They mirror each other very, very closely. They do not have a huge amount of fees involved in them. By the same token, when you've got the mutual funds that do the same thing, number one, they price only once, they sell only once a day, and they mark to market, so they're looking at what the closing amount is at the end of the day, and the net asset value of the fund is basically right there. But who's managing it? There could be a stock in there that's a real dog, and what a lot of the professional managers are looking at is how do they do as compared to their benchmark, which would be either a, if you're looking at a manager that specializes in the S&P 500, does he do better than the fund? Does he do better than the market? And then really when you think about it, when you're talking about stocks and bonds, I'm going to share this with you and then we're going to get into our coverage for the day. When you're talking about most any of these stocks, bonds, real estate, I'm going to share with you that the cost of management is an irrelevant number. What's important to me, and I think should be important to you, is how do you net out at the end of the day? Some of the most successful people in the world get into hedge funds, and they have to be have a certain level of success even to get into the hedge fund. But they have a 20-3 commentary on there. They pay 3% annually, and then they pay 20% of the profit. Very, very expensive. Why do they do it then? Because they only care about what the return is to them. They don't care how much the attorney makes. They don't care how much the management of the company makes. They don't care how much the fund advisor makes. It's irrelevant. What's the bottom line to you? That's where it is. That's the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals. We are going to chat this morning, but we're going to get off topic just a little bit to start with. You know me, I like to get off topic every once in a while because if you're old like I am, you probably remember this theme song. And the reason I bring it up is just as a community notification, community mention. Rob, I'm gonna embarrass you a little bit right here on radio. What the heck?
All right.
So Rob was recognized as a citizen hero, City of Fullerton. Now driving to work, and you tell the story, Rob, because I think it's one of those great stories of community involvement. We only want to spend a minute or two, but I think that you know you're appreciated. That's the bottom line to it.
Well, thank you so much. All right, so real quick, driving to work a few weeks ago, maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, see three guys fighting on the street corner. It spills into the busy road that I'm driving on, which I couldn't believe because it was rush hour. And the cars have to come to a stop because these guys are, you know, brawling in the middle of the street. And then I see that one guy is really just getting, you know, beat up pretty badly by two other guys. So I jump out of my car. I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking. Run over and I push one guy off and I realize he's got this bandana around his face and it's not just a normal fight. That much is obvious at that point. These are like two gangbangers or something else is going on because he's trying to conceal his identity. And I look back and the other guy who was beating up on the guy is looking at me and they both are thinking about, you know, should we attack Rob? Should they attack me? And I'm thinking, oh boy, this is going to go to a whole nother level right now. And at that same time, I hear people screaming, gun, gun, gun. I look down, there's a silver revolver sitting on the ground. And that's one of the things they were fighting so violently over to get control of that thing. So anyway, rather than doing something, they just both decide to run off.
Nice. We're glad
yeah,
about that.
Thank God. And they hop in their car, take off, and then I look down at the guy on the ground, and I'm not so sure he's a good guy or a bad guy at this point because he's the one sitting there with the gun. And I look at him, and I ask him if we're cool, and I was ready to, you know, I was holding my foot over his hand in the gun to stomp it down if I had to, and he just looked at me with this very appreciative look, and I knew in my heart that he was fine, and I walked away. And then moments later, the cops showed up, and I was able to give a description, fortunately, of what their vehicle looked like, that they fled in, what they looked like. And as I understand it now, they're out on bond, and they're going to be going to trial pretty soon if they don't plead guilty. So it looks like these guys are going to have to do some time for what they did.
I mean, it's what we need to be doing in our society. I mean, there's a lot of goofy people, and I share that with you because I told you I went to an Anaheim Police Department event recently. And they were talking about run, hide, fight. And there's sometimes you just have to join in the community, be a good civil servant. And it's nice to see that the Fullerton police chief, who's Dan Hughes, presented Rob with the chief's commendation for his actions. Congratulations and thanks.
Thank you very much.
It's really nice to see when we have get involved in the community. And you know, in this day and age, we've really got to get behind our police officers and just do the right thing. That's kind of what I'm trying to get out there. Let's get into talking about business, though, Rob, because I hear there's every once in a while you're coming across some mistakes that people are making in business, and share a few so we don't have to spend the extra money as business owners. We can avoid them.
Yeah, so I've been on the air with you before, and the listeners may or may not know that I tend to serve as general counsel for businesses in California. And, a recurring theme that I see is that they are being sued by their employees for just stupid things, you know, basic things that, you know, that lawyers know, but, you know, unfortunately, some of our clients might not know. And, you know, as what happens all too often is clients don't tell you what they're doing until after the damage has been done. And then they come to, you know, you to deal with the problem. But it's too late. You know, they're already being sued. They're already having to kind of face the music, so to speak. So what I thought I would do is come in here and share some of these simple mistakes with the audience so they don't make them. If they're running a business, this is what you need to know. All right. So here's myth number one. I don't need to have workers' comp insurance because the only people working for me are my family members. That's wrong. If you have employees working for you, it doesn't matter if they're family. You have to have workers' comp. And if you don't have the workers' comp, it can get very expensive. First of all, the state can come in and fine you $1,500 per employee.
Wow.
And if they find out that you're basically intentionally refraining from buying workers' comp in order to game the system, essentially, and then it's not just based on ignorance. You're not just ignorantly thinking you don't need workers' comp. It can actually be a felony, and you can be imprisoned for this.
Wow.
It's a huge problem, especially in industries like manufacturing and in construction in particular. So there's some real harsh penalties if you don't have workers' comp, including even loss of your license. For example, if you're a contractor and you have a contractor's license, which I presume all of our contractors out there do.
Absolutely.
Or should. It's an automatic suspension of that license back to the start of the job. And what that means then is all of the customers that you had back to the date of that automatic suspension are entitled to seek reimbursement of the entire cost of the job that they hired you for. Even if you did the work and they're happy with it, they can still seek a refund from you for that licensing violation as a result of your lack of workers' comp. So it's a big and expensive mistake. Don't do it. There's the one piece of advice.
Yeah, that one there could save you a boatload. That could be worth listening to the rest of the broadcast because Rob's got more for you. And we're going to chat about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. If you have to go into work, I get it. You can listen to the replay of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
UDirect IRA Services has helped thousands of Americans invest their IRA outside of the stock market into real estate, land, private notes, and more to improve their financial future. UDirect IRA is a third-party administrator providing complete and accurate information on self-directed IRAs so you can make the most of your retirement funds. Educating individual investors and professionals is the cornerstone of UDirect IRA. We have events right here in Southern California geared towards self-directed investing. We also offer webinars. No matter where you are, you can learn to earn. Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSRCMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you going to do about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. I must share with you because I just got to make sure you keep your opinions. That's my opinion. Is I've never seen a credit report that's completely accurate. So that's why I say they're all wrong. And I've been looking at them way too many decades to mention. So the question we have for today, things you need to know before you get a charge card. Charge cards are not the same as credit cards. They're basically a card that allows you to charge, but you're supposed to pay for it at the end of the period, generally at the end of the month. So you've got to pay that balance off in full. It is a big issue when we're talking about getting a loan because they look at the full amount that's due as part of your debt-to-income ratio, and it can skew that picture drastically. Generally, the charge card will not have a preset spending limit. There may be options if you run into trouble. They generally have an annual fee, generally have perks. If they're properly done, they can affect your credit scores, and they can help you build credit. But again, one of the big issues for the charge card, remember, pay your credit cards the way I've told you in the past. Always, always pay your credit card right before the statement closing date. The due date becomes irrelevant. It's the statement closing date that's the important date, because that's when they report to the bureaus, is the statement's closing date. If your balance is at lowest possible right at that point, that's when you're going to get the most bang for your buck on your credit card balances and for the FICO scores. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we've been chatting this morning, and I shared with you in the last segment, and it's something I share with you almost every day, that I believe that you need a household board of directors. Everybody does. And that's why we do it for free. We make those introductions. You just text ATP to 79564. But one of the beauties of that, and it's one of the other things that's kind of a belief of mine, is if you will get great guidance, great counsel early, it saves you money later, and thus it doesn't really cost you anything. So in the last segment, Rob Von Esch, local attorney here, was chatting with us, sharing a method to save, you know, if you have a business, maybe $1,500 per employee, whatever the number could be. Now, my guess is if you have a consultation with Robin and retain him to do services for you, that you can get a lot of guidance for $1,500 per employee. It doesn't even count what Rob was saying about felony potential there. So avoiding those things might be a good benefit. And that's why I say chat early and save the money. So let's move on. We got to myth one, Rob. Anybody missed myth one, go back. You can listen to the replay.
Hey, let me just tie up the myth one scenario as well. So basically, if your family members are your employees, you still need to have workers' comp. The only way to basically exempt yourself from workers' comp is if you're running a general partnership and the only people working are the partners themselves, or if you have a corporation or an LLC and the only people working for the company are the owners and officers. So that's it. I mean, otherwise, if you have people working for you, even your family members, you must have workers' comp or it can get very expensive for you.
Great information. Before we go on, I want to make sure, because one of the things I like to do whenever I have licensed professionals on the broadcast, Rob is sharing information with you, educational information. He is an attorney. We are not giving legal guidance right here, right now. If you want that, I'll put you in touch with them. But these are questions. So if you think that, you know, that everything you need to know is encapsulated in what Rob just said, that's not the case. Gives great advice for us, but for your unique and specific situation, consult legal counsel of your own. Go ahead, Rob.
I appreciate that. All right. So the next myth, my 15-year-old son works for my business. Do I need to have a work permit? A lot of people are surprised by this. Yes.
15-year-old.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's still a minor. It doesn't matter that it's your child. If you have a minor working for your company, you have to have the work permit. And a lot of business owners will put their children on their payroll as a way of, you know, saving something for their kids and getting a deduction at the same time. I see business owners do it all the time.
Sure.
So if you're doing that, be mindful of the fact that perhaps you should consider having that work permit to kind of substantiate what you're putting on your books, because if not, you might be running afoul of the California Labor Code. So if you have a kid working there, it doesn't matter if it's your own, have the work permit.
So let me ask you a question on that one, Rob. Two questions. Number one, I think there's limitations on hours based on age, right?
Right. There are. Yeah. If it's
We don't need the specifics. I just want
during the school year, you can only do 18 hours a week.
Is there a limitation on how much they could get paid?
No.
Okay.
But it has to be reasonable towards you know, what they're actually doing. So you might have somebody come and take a look at you if you're saying that you're paying your son, you know, $150,000 a year to just answer the phones. I mean, somebody might come and take a look at that.
Okay. So again, that's one of those things that we want you to understand, that there are rules and regulations. Consult counsel. And that doesn't even mean you're going to be 100% safe. It just means you're going to be able to make an educated decision.
Correct.
Okay, let's move on. Nice one. I know some people that need to talk about that one right now.
Okay, so here's the business owner that's trying to use independent contractors in order to not have to have employees on the books, perhaps because they don't want to pay workers' comp. So my employee, Joe Blow,
can work from home and work whatever hours he wants to. He is an independent contractor, not an employee, right? Well, not necessarily. It's one of the things that, believe me, the state is well aware of business owners trying to improperly classify their employees as independent contractors as a means of avoiding having to pay overtime, having to provide rest periods, meal periods, and of course the biggie, not have to obtain workers' comp. So simply because your employee is working at home and able to work without you standing directly over their shoulder and telling them exactly what to do does not necessarily mean at all that they are a true independent contractor. One of the things I'll always ask a client is, well, are they working for anyone else? Do they have other contracts? And if they say no, I say, okay, there's red flag number one. I say, do they have a business license? I mean, are they truly an independent business from you? Do they have a business license? If they say no, there's red flag number two. I said, okay, when you give them checks or anything, do you know if they're putting it into a business account? I mean, businesses open business accounts. Do they have a business account? If they say no, there's red flag, you know, number three. And there's some other ones too. For example, who's buying the equipment? Are you giving them money to buy their supplies and to pay for the cost of rendering the service for you? If so, you know, that could be red flag number four. So there's a lot of things to look at, common sense things that any auditor, so to speak, for the government is going to be looking at, or labor law attorneys that are representing improperly classified independent contractors will be looking for too.
So what if you don't know some of these answers? I mean, I would look and say, you know, if I'm hiring somebody independently, and every once in a while I'll hire somebody to do, you know, some sort of a task for me that's kind of repetitive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if they work for others. I know that they don't make a living working for me. You know, I do give them a check or a quick pay, but I don't know the status of their account. I don't know if they have a business license. I don't give them any equipment. I don't even see them. So if I don't know those things, do I have to go and if they're working out of their house at midnight or whatever hours they want to, do I have to go inspect them at that kind of an hour?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying you have to necessarily go inspect them, but these are things you should be aware of because okay. This is what somebody who's trying to establish that they are your employee are going to be looking for. So, I mean, I'm not saying that if any one of those things that I gave you, if the answer to those question is, you know, the wrong one, that it's necessarily going to be determinative of them being an independent contractor or an employee. It's a cumulative,
sure,
you know, thing. But still, I mean, those are red flags to outside people looking in, and you need to be mindful of that, about whether they truly are independent contractors.
And obviously, when we're dealing with the Franchise Tax Board or the IRS, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, and same thing with a lot of the plaintiff labor law attorneys too. What you need to know about the plaintiff labor law attorney is if they find out that you're improperly classifying somebody as an independent contractor, what they might do, especially when this independent contractor is now disgruntled and it becomes in their best interest to say that they were really your employee, they're going to be saying, well, geez, you were doing all this work and you weren't getting overtime. You know, you weren't getting the benefits that the other employees might have gotten if there are other employees. And they're going to then file a wage and hour claim against you and be seeking attorney's fees and penalties. And it could be very costly. And you cannot insure against that as a general rule.
Wow.
So you are going to be up a creek without a paddle.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. I'm going to tell Steve right now, we're going to break a little bit early. And then because I know I'm just a little early, but you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Rob Von Esch has more for us when we come back. We will also talk about myths about home buying. Got a few there to share with us. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, you're going to want to catch all this information from Rob. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube, and also ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? TP279564. complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
Summer fun starts with low prices at Toyota Carlsbad during the Surf's Up Prices Down sale on now. Enter to win the Surf's Up Summer Sweepstakes today. Details online at toyotacarlsbad.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Myths about home buying is our subject of the real-time real estate segment today, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAR to 79564. You can get the true equity position of your home just by that simple text. Some of the myths. Many first-time home buyers believe they have to have a perfect credit score and 15 to 20% for a down payment. I want you to understand the facts of life here. Down payments by buyer type, all of them on average 10% down. First-time buyers, 6% down. Repeat buyers, 14% down. In 2012, FICO score 748 was the average. In May of 2015, last number we had, 724 was the average. On an FHA buyer, it went all the way down to 686. Think about that one. From rent.com, according to rent.com, 88% of property managers raised their rent in the last 12 months, and there does not appear to be any signs of stopping. Here's a big one. 53%, these are property managers, said they were more likely to bring in a new tenant at a higher rate than negotiate and renew a lease with a current tenant. They already know 53% want a new tenant. Just a thought there. Interest rates in the 1970s, 8.86% was the average. In the 1980s, 12.7%. In the 1990s, 8.12%. 2000, 6.29%. And I shared with you the last number we got from Freddie Mac, 3.45%. These are all 30-year rates. Think about that. So just clearing up, I guess I didn't even realize it. I guess our theme today is clearing up myths.
How low can we go? I mean, are we going to go down to 1-0? I mean, is there going to be zero interest pretty soon?
Well, I think that we're going to probably go down to probably in the 3.1, 3.2 range. That's where just my – the history is 1.76% above the 10-year Treasury. I think that we'll see the 10-year Treasury go down to 1.2 or so. So right around the low threes, high twos in a 30-year. Just my numbers, my opinion based on what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. And using some history in there. Crazy, isn't it?
It's pretty unbelievable.
Amazing stuff. Real-time real estate brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR to 79564. Let's get back to more myths with Rob. So,
all right, so here's a sobering fact. And I'll start it out with the question that I think is, you know, dispelling a myth. So here's the question that employers will ask, or here's a common thought. Oh, all my employees are my friends. All my employees like me. They'll never sue me, right? Wrong.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Here is a statistic I got off of a major employer's liability insurance carrier. California business owners have a 40% chance of being sued in any given year, and that resets every year. So that means California business owner, every single year that you're out there doing business, each year you're exposing yourself to a resetting risk of having a 40% chance of being sued by one or all of your employees. And that's a significant risk. I mean, just think
huge.
About that. You know, people don't often understand how big their risk is, but that's coming from an insurance carrier who's looking at nationwide databases and statewide databases and tracking all known employer liability claims, and then comparing that against how many businesses are out there in the state and in the country. And they are telling you that in our state in particular, it's a very high risk state for these types of claims. You have a 40% chance of being sued. So
do they tell you in there? And I have no clue. And I hate to put you on the spot, but do they give you any idea as to maybe what an average or a mean is on the cost of that?
They do. And this is going to be a very sobering comment for some of the people out here listening, is $150,000 is the average cost of having to resolve an employer liability lawsuit. What that means is that's whatever you have to pay to the plaintiff, your former employee or current employee, to make them happy and to make the claim settle and go away. That's paying their attorney's fees because they're entitled to their attorney's fees. You, by the way, as the employer, are not, even if you win. And of course, you have to pay your own lawyer to get you out of these. So a little bit of, you know, prudence and knowing what the rules are in doing your best to follow these rules in advance can save you a lot of heartache later on down the road. And just so you know, a lot of employer liability is the common liability is stuff that you can't insure against. You can't insure against the wrongful termination, the discrimination, the sexual harassment, and the retaliatory firing or demotions, but you can't insure against the wage and hour claims. So this is why you need to understand these basics. And that's a perfect segue into some basics. Okay, guys, these are basics.
One second there, Rob. Think about this one, $150,000. I don't know what the average hourly rate of an attorney is, but I just used 300. I have no clue what the number is.
The plaintiff lawyers in that field of law will probably say about $600 an hour.
Okay, so 150,000 divided by 600 is a big number, 250 hours. So what if I were to spend an hour or 2 hours a week with or a month just sitting down with my business lawyer and chatting with them and understanding these kind of myths?
Well,
then that would cut me being on the lower side of that 40%.
Absolutely. And that's kind of why sometimes you've got to really think about. Are you, you know, being penny wise and pound foolish?
Right.
And
right.
So would it have been worthwhile to go and spend a couple hours with your lawyer and maybe pay him $500 or $700, depending on what his hourly rate is?
Right.
And in the long run, think about how much you would save. I mean, that lawyer has just saved you a tremendous amount of money. I mean, it's worth spending some money to learn about what your exposure is.
And one of the things that from what you said, or in the recap of what I heard there anyway, that $150,000 in that settlement or the average settlement probably doesn't take into account how much time I as a business owner have to take away from my business and my productivity to be working with my attorney to deal with this whole thing.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not making us any money.
Absolutely. In fact, I just had a case that we prepared for trial and answered ready at trial. And then the business owner, and it's a big company, very successful company that I was representing, realized that he was now going to have to take 2 weeks out of his life and just sit there as the primary defendant in the face of the corporation during this trial. And the light bulb went off. I mean, I had tried to explain it before, but for whatever reason, he was really caught up in the emotion of wanting to win. And then it dawned on him that this was a reality and he was going to have to sit there for 2 weeks. And he crunched the numbers and he figured out, you know what? I need to settle this case and I'm willing to pay this amount just to not have to sit here for 2 weeks because I'm going to lose a ton of money if I'm not out in the field bringing in the business for that 2 week time period.
Even if I win, I lose.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I kept saying too. Even if you win, you lose.
Interesting. Okay. You had some other thoughts right there.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, look, if you have employees that work over 8 hours in a day, pay them the overtime. And these are some simple rules, guys. If you have employees that work more than an 8 hour day, pay them the overtime for whatever they're working after that 8 hours. For every 6 hours that they work, they're entitled to a half hour lunch. Got to relieve them of their duty. If you don't relieve them of their duty and allow them to leave the workplace or to completely be unavailable to you, you have to pay them for that half an hour lunch break.
You also even have to force them to leave. That's your responsibility to make sure. They say, I don't want to.
Well, you can be. The problem is you can still be sued. But
right.
There is a case that actually came out a couple years ago that said you don't actually have to ensure that they take their lunch breaks because it was just becoming too much of a policing burden for major employers, especially.
Right.
All right. So then for every 4 hours, they're entitled to a 10-minute paid rest period, and they're entitled to take it after 2 hours. That's a general rule. You have to give it to them as close to the middle of that 4 hour period as possible. So there you go. You follow those little basic rules and you could probably shave off about 80% of your, you know, wage and hour liability exposure. Just do those simple things, and that's going to go a long way to protecting you in the long run.
Great information. And a lot of those, you know, I had tweeted out before we got started this morning that we were going to talk about some legal issues faced by college startups. And, you know, a lot of these are some of those issues. They don't teach this stuff in college, Rob. You know, if you're not in law school, they're not teaching that. But I saw this article that was put out, and it's on your website. And I think people if you're in college, you ought to go and take a look at this. Talk us a little bit about a couple of these, Rob. Clarity, gauging viability of ideas. We only have about 30 seconds. But just give us some – if you're in college, want to start a business, I know you've talked to me before about guidance and insurance.
Yeah, well, first of all, I would – a little bit about what's required to do it right and what it's going to cost. You need to truly understand what your startup is, your startup cost is up front. And some of that cost is compliance, because you're just setting yourself up to fail if you don't actually deal with the compliance stuff right out of the gate. So that's why it's important to go talk to some professionals. Go see a business consultant, go see a lawyer, whatever. Talk to another trusted professional that you know that's already successfully started a company, but find out what the cost of compliance is.
A lot of people don't mind being mentors and helping people. I'm just sharing that information with you. Great article right on Von Esch Law Group website. You can see the information there. And set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time, Ron Siegel Radio.
Tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
The Honda Summer Clearance Event is on now at your San Diego Honda dealer.